This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. But before we get to this game, I think we have another birthday shout out for you, Steve.
I love that we're doing the birthday shout outs like a week late.
Four days.
I thought I was able to kind of like get away from all this because I was sadly because my dad passed away was at a funeral on my birthday. And I thought, oh man, okay, at least I don't have to deal with all the crazy birthday wishes for the big 5-0.
Do you know me?
I know.
Hello.
We got resolution issues, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, this is a birthday shout out from some of your best buds.
Hey Steve, it's Munson, your favorite donkey. I know Jay probably is going to say that he's your favorite donkey, but I want him to make sure everyone understands that there wouldn't be donkeys without me, so I'm clearly the favorite. Happy birthday, and I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I'm excited to go celebrate it with you here in a little bit. I love you, man. Bye.
And of course, we have the follow-up.
Hey, Steve, it's Jay, your all-time favorite donkey. Munson's probably going to try to say the same thing, but we all know the truth there. Anyways, just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I miss you, man. I miss our hockey trips, our bus trips, everything else. Hopefully we can get together soon. Hope all is well. Love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Aww.
Well, Jay did actually call me, so I mean, maybe I need to say he's my favorite donkey. But Munson's going to take me to sushi for lunch, so...
We have not settled the debate yet.
The throuple continues.
Wait, did Munson not call you on your actual birthday?
He texted.
Okay, all right. That still counts nowadays. Anyway, let's get to Andrew from Olympia. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out
let's
of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Andrew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Guinness beer was first brewed in which country?
Ireland.
Correct. In the world of video games, what does NES stand for?
NES?
Yes.
Nintendo Entertainment System?
You know it. What pop star is in the newly released movie Joker 2?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. What is the oldest university in the United States?
Harvard?
Correct. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
Pass.
Weezer has the hit song titled Island in the What?
Sun.
Correct. What organ removes waste and extra fluid from the body?
Intestine?
No.
Ian?
No.
Pass.
The official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
Correct. Who voices Kuzco in the animated movie The Emperor's New Groove?
David Smith.
Yes, the Seahawks took the field for the first time in what decade?
70s.
Yes. Wow. Andrew,
70s.
You got 8 correct.
Yes.
Wow. That's That's pretty good. You know, every other day I would want...
Nick got 10 the first game, so...
I know, and I would want you to win, Andrew, but on his kind of birthday day that we're celebrating him, I really hope Steve can pull it out.
What, okay. Excuse me?
Stop.
Not pull that it out.
It's pull it out. That is a saying.
Pull it off.
Yeah, it is a saying. In, like, bathhouses and stuff.
I gotta Google this because he can pull it out.
Yeah, we get it. You don't have to keep saying it. You don't have to keep saying it.
Don't worry. As much as she says it, I'm not going to do it.
Thank you.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah!
Wow, that brought me back. Okay, Guinness beer was first brewed in which country?
Ireland.
Correct. In the world of video games, what does NES stand for?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Correct. What pop star is in the newly released movie Joker 2?
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
I heard that movie sucks.
I did too. What is the oldest university in the United States?
Harvard.
Yes. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
You know, Danny went there to get a t-shirt, but
What was that? Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
Charles Dickens.
What the heck? Yes. Weezer has the hit song titled Island in the What?
Oh, I love it. Island in the Sun.
You know it. What organ removes waste and extra fluid from the body?
The butt.
No, what is with you and Andrew?
He said that too?
Yes, a different word, though.
The kidney?
Yes. The official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
Correct. Oui, oui. Who voices Kuzco in the animated movie The Emperor's New Groove?
Eddie Murphy?
No.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No.
Lady Gaga?
No. The Seahawks took the field for the first time in what decade?
70s.
Correct. Steve, you almost got another perfect 10, but you did get 9 correct, which is a win. Barely 9-8.
Nah.
Great game, Andrew.
That was a great game.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Did way better than that Steve guy earlier.
Yeah, way better.
North Carolina.
Ugh. He didn't know Charles Dickens. I'm very impressed you knew that. He didn't know kidneys. He also said the booty.
I was thinking kidneys or liver. That's usually my go-to when it comes to, like, organs.
Those are the only organs you know in the
around
body.
That area.
We have, like, 70-something organs in our body. Do we know that? Because I was going to make that a beat mix question, and I'm like, no one's going to know that.
Were you going to say name them all?
No, like, how many organs are in the human body? Would you ever guess 70-something?
No.
I think it's, like, 5.
But he did know Kuzco is voiced by David Spade.
Never seen it.
Same.
I honestly don't know if I have either. But congrats, Steve.
Thank you.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo this coming Sunday, October 13th at the Showwear Center with Godsmack and Hailstorm. And those tickets are on sale now. However, between now and Thursday, be listening for the code word to text to 206-803-ROCK for your shot at winning tickets to the show. And the code word for today, this morning, is FLAT. FLAT. Text the word FLAT to 206-803-ROCK and get full details at KISW.com. Yesterday, we saw this really devastating report on Cairo 7 about a local music institution.
Easy Street Records is still recovering after a burst pipe led to a significant flood inside the West Seattle Staple. Water running for a few hours overnight into Friday morning before a Good Samaritan caught a glimpse and called 911. The store is looking at about $200,000 in damage.
The owner of Easy Street, Matt Vaughn, is going to join us after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
In case you're not aware, we are celebrating Steve Miggs' a little belated birthday. 50 years old he is.
Yes, yes.
4 days ago was his actual birthday. We're celebrating today, and we have a message from Peter DiStefano, the lead guitarist and primary songwriter for Porno for Pyros.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve Miggs. Happy birthday to you. Hope you're well, brother.
Ah, that was awesome. One of my favorite memories was going to interview him for when I used to do the podcast, The Migs Cast, and he came on and talked about the Lollapalooza experience when he was just not sober, and Perry didn't have a suit that fit, because he just lost all his clothes because he was just so wasted, and he had to wear, like, Perry's suit, and Perry's suit was, like, 2 sizes too big on him, and I remember watching that thinking, like, always trying to be, like, fashionable, not realizing that was the backstory, but what a great dude.
Amazing. We have Matt from Easy Street Records on the phone right now. We learned just over the weekend that this terrible situation has happened at Easy Street Records. You guys are cleaning up about $200,000 worth of damage was done after a pipe was burst. Matt, how are you guys holding up this morning?
Well, thanks for playing AC/DC before you had me on. Angus Young is getting me through this. So is Duff McKagan. So is Stone and Jeff Ament and Springsteen and, you know, everyone that fights the battle and rocks on. And that's what we're doing, you know, accepting the challenge. Trying to find some sunshine into the room.
Matt, we're losing you. Your phone's cutting out on us. I'm not sure if you just walked into like a dead spot. Of course.
What? Oh no,
Matt. I don't know if you're in somewhere where there's a weird cell service, but we can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh man.
Gotta love live radio.
Well, we have heard that about 7,000.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure that out real quick.
And if you're not hip to the story, about 7,000 records were damaged along with some other merchandise. And yes, it cost about $200,000 worth of damage. But thank goodness some good Samaritan walking along the street saw what had happened and called.
That is the crazy part, because I was like, oh, how did they find out? And it turns out they found out because someone, I'm never really paying attention to any buildings around me. And then all of a sudden someone saw that there was some water leaking, obviously a pipe burst. And they called the firefighters, and the firefighters got there before even Matt did or anybody else did to be able to really salvage what could have been a lot worse.
Sounds like they were able to throw some tarps over some of the albums and things of that nature to try to save them, and thankfully they were able to act so quickly.
And I mean, and they just, and the show must go on, because they had, I think they had an in-store listening party for Jelly Roll yesterday still at the venue, which that seems, you know, some places were like, hey, leave us alone. We're still trying to figure this out, so... Let's see. Did she get no?
Oh, bummer. Man. Well, hopefully we get some more intel from Matt Vaughn of Easy Street Records at some point, because that was just a devastating story to hear from our community.
And for anyone that wants more information, if they maybe like figure out if they could help out in any way, just go to their socials at Easy Street Records to be able to figure it all out.
Absolutely. Well, yesterday the Seahawks lost a tough game, and Seahawks fans are, of course, not too pleased on social media. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Now we're going to bamboozle Steve Miggs a little bit, and we're going to start bamboozling you with, before we even get into straight to the comments, we have a message from a drummer who was on the Pain in the Grass lineup with you and Stone Temple Pilots, and that would be drummer John Tempesta of The Cult.
Yo, Steve Miggs, John Tempesta from The Cult. Just want to wish you a happy 50th birthday, brother. You f***ing rock, and have a great one, man. Hope to see you soon. Take care.
Let me fill in for The Cult for a song there, Johnny.
Hey. Dude, what the hell?
We just love you, and we wanted you to feel so special now that you're 50.
That is, dude, 15-year-old version of Steve is a massive Cult fan. Remember being first introduced to them on MTV's Headbangers Ball, and, you know, when they did Firewoman.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Baby Edie. Oh, man, this is crazy. That was really nice of you guys.
Well, it's about to get crazier because we lied to you, Steve. We're not going to go straight to the comments about the Seahawks losing yesterday.
Nope.
What we're going to do instead is go straight to the comments with your birthday social media post from Thursday last week.
Oh, come on. I thought I said I liked you guys. I don't know what to do right now.
So we sent a bunch of the comments. To our director of production, Jason.
I had all these Seahawks comments ready to go. You could have saved me a couple of minutes of pulling this up.
Otherwise known as VD, otherwise known as Veg Dog, just to see how loving and caring and sometimes funny people can be on social media someone turns 50.
Mind you, I didn't even read. I tried to read as many as I could. I usually try and comment to everybody, but I just had to like a lot of them. I was in the middle of a lot of, you know, awful stuff going on with my family and my dad passing. So I didn't really have a chance to sit down and check social media. So a lot of these are probably going to be very new to me.
We'll update you right now.
Oh, thanks.
Migzagaga with two G's. Can't believe you are 50. You don't look a day over 49. Just kidding, brother. Ha, ha, ha. We love you.
We do.
When are people going to stop spelling my name with two G's? I really don't care, to be honest with you. But it is funny that people will write me on my social media pages, which has my name spelled there, and still spell it with two G's.
Let's get another comment from your birthday posts.
Been listening to you since you were on the end. Loved watching you grow. But when are you going to grow up? Happy birthday, Migs!
I knew my mom had a social media page.
Never grow up.
Also, that voice that Jason just did was very creepy.
So far, both of them were kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Another comment from a rockaholic on Steve Migs' birthday.
Thought that was Christopher Daniels for a second. Happy birthday!
I did see that post, and that was from our friend, the Yacht Rock guy.
Oh!
Nick.
Huffman. Holtman.
Not even close.
Wow.
I don't even think it starts with the letter H. What is his last name?
The professor,
Nick, like, Patterson?
Oh, I know who you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I hope you do. We talked to him. He's got 3 million followers. I saw that he posted that. That was pretty funny. And his record just came out, and it was in the top 40 on the iTunes chart, his Yacht Rock versions of rock songs.
That's amazing.
I thought that was pretty freaking cool. Fun story, though, because Christopher Daniels is a professional wrestler. He's bald like me. And when I worked for AEW for that one day, a lot of the wrestlers, because he's on AEW, he's like the behind the scenes, he runs like talent relations, so a lot of people have to go to him. A couple of the wrestlers came up to me and they're like, oh man, for a second I thought you were Christopher Daniels.
So it's a thing.
It is pretty funny.
Nick Harrison.
Oh, it did have an H.
Yeah.
I was kind of right.
I was like, Nick Patterson?
We have another comment from a rockaholic for your birthday.
Happy birthday, sweetheart. Remember to drink water. Don't get too drunk too fast.
What?
Did you do that?
Drink?
Drink water. Did you remember to drink water?
I've had no water since my father passed away. I've been on a anti-water kick. I did have a shot. I didn't drink anything. Was it Johnny Blue?
Johnny Walker.
Yeah. That too. Okay, yeah. My uncle pulled out a bottle. He's like, you want to do a shot after the funeral?
That's very aggressive for a shot.
Usually you sip on that.
Yeah. Well, that's why they didn't fully. I was like, my family are a bunch of pansies. They're just sipping on the shot glass. And I just chugged the whole thing. They're probably thinking, Steve really needed that shot.
Steve has problems.
Those are like $85 a shot.
Well, it's coming out of my pocket, so I didn't care. It was delicious. Yeah.
We have two more comments for our birthday boy, Steve Migs.
Welcome to the jungle, 50 Bro. I bet you feel so alive. You're welcome, BD. Okay, thanks. Just fine.
I wrote that as part of my, when I sent him to him, I said, you're welcome, because it was obviously song puns. Welcome to the jungle, 50, and you're so alive.
Yes.
Somebody knew that they were your fan. Anyway, he'd read that part.
And
Jason. Jason was drinking, I think, for my birthday, not me. Yeah.
And we have one final comment from a rockaholic celebrating your 50th birthday, Steve Migs.
Is that Daughtry? No. Is it Vin Diesel? Nah, it's Steve Migs. He passed out on the radio one time. Happy 50th. Oh.
Wow. I'm really lightheaded right now. I'm going to pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa.
Never
I kind
old.
Of wish I could pass out right now.
Whoa.
Well, thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, Steve.
One funny thing real quick happened while I was away. So I had I stayed at a hotel because there was too many people at my mom's house. I just felt like it was a little too overwhelming for her. So I was like, I'll just stay at a hotel nearby. There wasn't many. Found like a really Well, I realized why it was a good deal, because this place was very sketch.
Mm.
But they had a continental breakfast, so I was kind of fired up about that. And I was wearing one, speaking of wrestling, I was wearing my t-shirt that just says wrestling is forever. It's like a clothing line. So a lady comes up to me, she's like, wrestling is forever, huh? It's like, oh, yeah. And then she's like, you're into wrestling? I'm like, oh, yeah, I love it. And she's like, oh, so did you catch Penn State? Blah, blah. She's convinced that I'm talking about collegiate wrestling.
Oh, my
gosh. And that's
what
the shirt meant. And so she told me about, like, she just went to, like, a Penn State competition and saw some great Penn State wrestlers. Like, you know who that is? And I'm like, I don't have the energy to have, like. So I was like, yeah, one of the best. No idea what's going on. She's like, so you a wrestler? And I'm like, screw it. Yeah. She's like a champion? Did you win championships? I'm like, yeah, I just actually won a championship. She's like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah. It's a regional thing in Portland. I'm the DOA Pure Champion. I just won that. And she's like, wow. And then she left. And all I could think was, at some point, she might Google that and realize that I'm talking about a completely different version of wrestling. And I wish I was there when she found that out.
Or she's just going to go tell everyone, I met a DOA champion. They're going to be like, what?
And then they're all going to Google it, like, Alice, you're a moron.
History was made in the NBA, and the season hasn't even started. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, you are a KISW legend from a long list of KISW legends.
Okay.
And we have a KISW legend with a birthday message for you.
Is it the duck?
It is the late Kate.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, Steve, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, milestone birthday. Welcome to the 50-plus club. When you get to be a card-carrying member of the... Hey, Steve, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, milestone birthday. Welcome to the 50-plus club. When you get to be a card-carrying member of the AARP, take the lunchbox tote bag. Totally sucks. Now, in your 50s, you will notice that you need some extra sleep. So sleeping later in the morning would... No, that's not going to work. Okay, in your 50s, you got to be careful of falls. No, you fall all the time.
I do.
And then you get gray around your temples. Sorry. That won't apply to you either. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, you're heading into the 50s kind of screwed, pal. But welcome. We'll pick you up.
I'm glad to
see you. Happy birthday.
Turn into the roast of Steve Miggs all of a sudden.
Thank you, Kathy Faulkner, for the love.
It is funny. I was like trying to like avoid, you know, when you turn, well, you guys don't know. Sarah, you know, like when you turn 50.
Are you kidding me?
You get so nervous about that change of a new decade, and it's like 50. Maybe I could just kind of like slide under the radar and no one remembered. I could just keep going by like, I'm still in my late 40s. Like maybe I could do that for like another 4 or 5 years. I don't know. Like I'm trying to think like, no. like, go on social media, and I'm sure it was Sarah that posted it, which was really nice, but it said, congrats on the big 5-0. I'm like, well, I can't avoid it now.
Everybody knows.
Yes, I had to let everyone know how old you are.
Oh, you know what? At any final point, I was like, yeah, who cares? It's an age. It's a number. I'm having the best time. I had the best decade. I mean, granted, obviously, this new year's this leading up to my birthday has been weird, and it's been troublesome, but I still have been very blessed with the people around me and my family, and even spending time with my family during some tough times with my dad passing away. It wasn't ideal to spend a birthday at my dad's funeral, but it was awesome to be around my mom, my aunts, my uncles, mm-hmm. and, you know, I feel like we all were able to be together and just find some humor and some good energy despite what we were going through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are honestly shocked to learn that you turned 50, and that's not the only thing that is trending these days. We're here to help wake you up and give you the scoop on everything that's trending.
Nice segue. Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Sure, it was a preseason game, but it proved to be a historic one last night because during the LA Lakers preseason game against the Phoenix Suns, LeBron and Bronny James became the first father and son duo to play together on an NBA team.
I'm shocked that hasn't happened already. Not that I mean, I understand that just being a massive hockey fan, I remember like Gordie Howe got to play with his kid. So I just thought, oh, at some point, some player was able to like, you know, tap into the fountain of youth and still get to play with their kid.
For sure.
That's pretty cool. So I feel like you guys you've been trolling me all morning with these awesome birthday wishes. And I feel like you give me this story as a way of trolling me because I am not sure how to pronounce this.
Oh.
And I'm going to try. So the new Joker movie, which is called Joker...
Oh, yeah.
Folie à deux?
Folie à deux?
Is that it?
I don't know.
I mean, sure, folie à deux.
Foley adieu. So it is Foley adieu?
Yeah, you're close to it. I mean, you're saying adieu. What are you saying?
Adieu.
Adieu.
You said the exact same thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You okay. said, you're saying adieu.
Foley adieu.
I don't know.
Adieu.
Well, Foley adieu. Also fell short of expectations because they did not do very well. Only hit about $40 million in the first one. It earned the first D cinema score for a Hollywood comic book movie, which is crazy because the original Joker was a big surprise success. People loved that. Grossed $743 million worldwide. Become one of the highest grossing, or the highest grossing R-rated film at that time. So Foley adieu did not do very well. It's funny because at my... talking about how not able to pronounce things properly at my father's funeral, the actual church service, I didn't know I was speaking at it until my brother's like, as we're driving, he's like, hey, do you mind reading a couple of things up there? And I'm like, at that point, I'd be like, no. So I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I get there, meet up with the priest and the lady that's working with him. They show me what I'm about to read, and I have a chance to proofread it. So I'm like stressing because I'm just... you know, I do this for a living, but I'm very challenged with my certain words and things along those lines. And as I'm reading, I'm like, I think I got this. It was like something from like the second book of Corinthians. I'm like, I'm reading. I got it. And I got to a word, and I'm still not sure if I pronounced it right. And is it recompense?
I don't even know.
Ah.
Recompense? Recompense.
Is it recompense?
I don't even know what word that is. Recompense.
As I'm reading it, you know, your eyes go a couple words ahead, and then I had full on panic mode. I just started sweating because I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce this word, and now I'm about to have to pronounce it in front of a church full of people for my father's funeral.
Can you tell me the definition of the word?
It just said that so that each one may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil.
Wow. Yeah, that's a new one for me. I have always considered myself a wordsmith, but I am stumped, Steve.
And the funny part is I took a picture of it because I thought I'd have a chance to kind of like go through it and read it a couple times. And then my sister-in-law started making fun of me. She's like, you're not being tested on it. You're going to be fine. I'm like, I just want to be able to read it first. That way I'm not going to F it up when I'm up there.
Mm. It looks like recompense to me, but I'm probably very wrong. So if you said it like that, you probably did it wrong.
I just said it very fast and kind of slurred it, so maybe people were thinking he had a couple too many shots before he came up here to deal with the passing of his dad.
Recompense?
Yeah. Recompense.
We got to do a quick recap so far of what has happened.
Great, behind me while I'm doing that, the priest just puts his arms in the air. He's like, this moron can't even pronounce words right.
It's Jesus, Steve.
That'd be funny if you I just said Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Knowing how my brain works, I would have done something like that. Whenever I have anxiety, like my brain likes to play a game of like, how can we make it worse?
Oh,
and,
boy.
And that would be something that I would do, is pronounce something very simple wrong.
Let's do a quick recap of how Beat Migs has gone so far this morning. You scored a perfect 10 at 650.
Yep.
That was insane. Then you got a 9 at 750. So do we think that there's someone out there in the ether that could take him down at 850?
Is there any questions about recompense? A recompense?
Absolutely not.
Are you going to win out on your birthday show?
Let's go.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Yes. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.